Oh, you did good.
You did good.
All right, our next public hearing is a change or conditional use number 2337, Community Power Group LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district and a C1 general commercial district for a solar farm to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 25.327 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Beach Highway, which is Route 16, approximately 0.2 mile east of DuPont Boulevard, which is Route 130. The 911 address is 1819 Beach Highway, Ellendale, and the tax parcel ID is District 230, Map 26, Parcel 39.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the conceptual site plan, a copy of the applicant's PowerPoint presentation, a copy of a letter from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of a letter received from US Fish and Wildlife. We have a copy of the Dell Dot Service Level Evaluation Response. We have a copy of the applicant's proposed decommissioning plan, and we've received one letter in opposition. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Good morning, or afternoon. My name is Whitney Hughes. I'm a project manager at Community Power Group. I think we have a PowerPoint presentation.
Who's the fire department?
I'm going to pull that one microphone up a little bit so we can hear you a little bit better.
Yeah. We generally ask you, like, pick one and kind of lead in.
Got it.
Great.
So here we have the Beach Highway Solar. This is our presentation prepared for Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission public hearing. So just to provide a little bit of background, we have appeared before you all previously, but just to reiterate, our company, Community Power Group, was founded in 2010 and has been developing solar farms for over the last 12 years. We have more than 100 solar farms across the U.S., projects in the Mid-Atlantic area, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, as well as New York, Illinois, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Colorado. CPG emphasizes using local labor on all projects and using domestic equipment, pollinator-friendly ground cover, and game fences whenever possible. And to provide a project summary, the address is at 18019 Beach Highway, Ellendale, Delaware, 19941, tax pin 230-26.00-39.00. Total parcel acreage is 52.23 acres, and the solar acreage will be approximately 26 acres. The system size is a 4 megawatt AC community solar garden. The underlying zoning district, there's two. There is the general commercial C1 and agricultural residential AR1. And this parcel, just to note, is undergoing an annexation petition as part of the town of Ellendale comprehensive plan. And we have communicated with the town council president, Aaron Moore, and received confirmation that the proposed zoning will be residential business and will still allow for commercial land use and will not affect this conditional use application. And again, Delaware DOT review has been completed. And here's the site plan. Provides a bit of information on the surrounding zoning and why we think that this would be a good use for this specific parcel. So here is the 4 megawatt solar farm here in the middle. This is our proposed, how do I go back? Thank you. This is the proposed footprint. Covers approximately 26 acres. And it also includes here, you'll see our landscape screening that we've included. And just to kind of briefly summarize the existing zoning and the surrounding parcels. It is mostly comprised of general commercial and agricultural residential parcels. So we think that this parcel being split between the commercial and agricultural residential zoning districts, we think that this is a good use of this land. As you can see, there's commercial all along the left western portion of the site and agricultural residential along the eastern portion of the site. So we think that this is a great use in this sort of mixed use area. And here's just a table breaking down how this project complies with the zoning standards in Sussex County. Just kind of, we'll walk through it. Local zoning district, as previously mentioned, are listed, and we're in conformance as solar is permitted as a conditional use in these districts. Here is the parcel size, minimum lot width, area, and depth for each zoning district. And this project is in conformance as the total parcel size is well within minimum requirements for lot width, area, and depth. Setbacks are also listed for the AR1 and C1 districts. And the proposed project has a front setback of approximately 555 feet from the property line to the fence, and a minimum of 20 feet at the side and the rear setbacks, as shown on the site plan. And we can go back to the site plan later just to if we have any questions or anything. And maximum height as well will well be within the limit. So here is the landscape plan. We do suggest here where you see the white, it'll be alternating deciduous and evergreen trees and shrubs along this basically entire southern half. Sorry, that clicks easily. I'm not sure how it goes back. Previous, there we go. Yes, alternating deciduous and evergreen trees and shrubs. And also is shown on here is the existing vegetation, which will all remain. There you go. Just something of note for the panel type and racking. The type of panels that we use are a crystalline solar, basically a glass with anti-reflection. We will not be using the thin film, which can, as you see here, it contains some different elements that can be, I guess, construed as toxic or might have chemicals. We don't use those type of panels. We just use single axis tracking crystalline solar PV panels. And so yeah, these will track throughout the day, so this will tilt throughout the sun's path and we'll get the best productivity. And with that, we also conducted a glare analysis and noise analysis, and there will basically be no noise at this solar farm. It'll be like standing in a quiet rural night with the various buzzing noises that goes on. And at 64 feet away is when it hits that point. So the nearest home is going to be well over 500 feet away, so they're not going to hear anything. And here's the results of our glare analysis. Again, because of the single axis tracking panels, this further helps reduce any potential for glare, and there was none to be predicted. And again, here's a picture of just an example of the pollinator-friendly ground cover that we use, and an example of the game fencing. And for decommissioning, solar farms are never truly abandoned. We have prepared a decommissioning plan, which requires there to be a financial security to ensure funds are available for decommissioning and removal of the solar farm in its entirety throughout the life of the project. Additional surety comes from the fact that the salvage value of the equipment is beyond what it would cost to dismantle the solar farm, and that the farm is insured for any natural disaster damage. Even in the event of a company bankruptcy, the most valuable asset of the bankruptcy proceedings is the solar farm, which only requires sun for it to operate and generate revenue. So just a little tidbit there. And just, I guess, a little bit more on community solar, which is the type of solar farm that this will be, is gardens of solar panels are approximately 20 plus acres. The community solar garden receives a credit for the amount of energy it puts back into the grid. Those credits are sold back to the community at a discounted rate to their value. The credits are shown as a separate line item on the customer's bill, and the end result is a lower electric bill for subscribers. So that's the gist of how the community solar aspect of it works. And that's it. Take any questions or any.
All right, we'll see if anyone on the commission has it. Oh, don't go away. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And well, let's see, who's got this? So we'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
So that fence, that's for to keep the deer out. And how do you take care of the grass in there? Do you are you all proponents of the sheep concept?
somebody's going to get it someday.
The agrivoltaics is definitely something that we consider as part of our projects. I don't think will be part of this project. There is a mowing schedule typically for maintenance of the ground cover and the landscaping. And that's typically included in our operations and maintenance manual.
And we have some, we've got our standards now.
Fairly standard, yeah.
And so you feel pretty good about
it. Yeah, looks like this looks, I mean, I don't know, but what's been described conforms pretty much to this.
And how do we establish that surety value based on something?
We don't yet establish it, because we don't have a code provision that requires it, but we've been doing is asking them to supply us the basis for the
what it
surety.
It could potentially cost in 30 years to disabandon
or abandon that calculation, and that shows up on a final site plan, so it's there in perpetuity. So
maybe at some point we might want to just look at that and see if there is. If one group says that they're prepared to put X down for a 30-acre area, and how can somebody else do it for half that?
Yeah, right. That's what we're trying to. That's what we're looking at now that we've seen more and more of these.
Right.
The code change that makes that uniform.
Great. No other questions. Thanks.
Okay, Ms. Hoyes-Stevens.
No questions.
Wingate.
I have none. Thank you.
Okay.
No, thank you.
Okay. None for me. Thanks. All right. None for me either. I'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you very much.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2337, Community Power Group, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2337? Operator, is there anyone standing by electronically who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application? All right, we thank you. Commissioners, any further questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.